This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, for proper social cohesion in society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our Sharia has instituted several steps. And one of the most important steps is that of marriage between male and female. Today, unfortunately, you have to specify male and female. But be as it may, that is one of the steps that Allah Ta'ala has given for social cohesion. And together with social cohesion, marriage has many, many benefits. I don't want to speak so much on the benefits and the reasons and the objectives of marriage, but briefly to say amongst the benefits, it is a sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and more so the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and therefore the very famous hadith, which many times the youngsters know very well, an nikahu min sunnati, that nikah is from my way of life. Whether they know other sunnats or not, but of course this one they normally do know. Then together with that, it is a means of pious children coming into being, the means of emotional and spiritual companionship, which Allah has made mention in the Quran, litaskunu ilayha. And of course, it brings stability to our communities. Where there is proper marital life and there is happy families, then the community is stable. And perhaps one of the greatest harms that have come about because of apartheid, besides the many other harms, that it broke down family life. And when family life became broken, you had disjointed families, you had disjointed children, you had illegitimate children, and they couldn't contribute to society. But be as it may, these are all the benefits, amongst many other benefits of marital life. And when this particular great anchor of our community becomes threatened, and when this shows signs of disintegration and breaking down the way it is now in our communities and society, it has become so common marital problems that one sometimes wonder, where are happy marital lives? Are people happy in their marriage nowadays? Now this is no more only an aspect between two individuals. It has far-reaching consequences upon the stability of the community, the morals of the community, the children that come out of there, they are impacted both positively or negatively, depending upon the marriage. Can you imagine what happens to children when the husband and wife and the mother and father are constantly fighting and constantly engaging in argument with one another? What happens to those children? And that is the reason why in Sahih Muslim there is such an amazing hadith that must make us think, that Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, Iblis puts his throne in the water and he takes reports from all the different small shaitans, small jinnats. They come and give a report to Iblis. And they all give that today we made human being do this wrong. One says, I didn't make him perform salat. One say, I made him do lies. One say, I made him, deceive other person. And one say, I made him break his promises. Iblis listens to them, doesn't say anything. One small jinnat comes and say, I made the husband and wife, the mother and father fight. I didn't leave them. I continued with them until the husband divorced the wife. Iblis leaves all the other small shaitans. He say, you come here, you come sit next to me on the throne. You have done the greatest benefit from his perspective in terms of evil. Because you have broken a family. When you have broken a family, do you know it's not only breaking two individuals? It's breaking the fabric of community and society. Today we don't look at it like that. And we can already, in our community today, we can see the impact this is having upon our community and society because of us not paying enough attention to this. And today I thought that today we're going to speak about certain aspects that can help us make our marital life one of a bliss, one that grants stability, one that will inshallah help us and will help the community and society. And when we talk about formulas for a blissful marriage, for a happy marriage, as is anything in our Sharia, where do we start off from? We start off from Allah Azza wa Jal. The first formula for a blissful marriage is to have taqwa of Allah, to have the fear of Allah. Fear of Allah, taqwa has many meanings. The ulama have given us many meanings. The meaning taqwa means to fear Allah. You fear Allah because of the greatness of Allah. You fear Allah because of the majesty of Allah. You fear Allah because of your insignificance before Almighty Allah. You fear Allah because of Allah Ta'ala's favors upon you, which you have not been able to reciprocate. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَحْبِتُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Even stones, they fall down from great heights, sometimes, out of the fear of Allah. You and I think we're just falling from one, from the Chapman's Peak, you find a boulder rock rolling down. It's coincidental. Allah Ta'ala says, no, they are falling down out of the fear of Allah. Fear of Allah is one of the meanings of taqwa. Another meaning of taqwa is to have consciousness of Allah. The way Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِيُمْ. There is never three people conversing except the fourth is Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسٍ. You are five, Allah is a sixth. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. So consciousness of Allah. Allah is with me at all times. And the third meaning of taqwa the ulama have given is, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu one day asked Ubay ibn Ka'b, oh Ubay, you know the Quran, tell me what's the meaning of taqwa. So Ubay ibn Ka'b said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, taqwa is to take precaution. And he said, imagine you have to pass and cross a path which has got full of thorns. How are you going to cross it? So Umar ibn Khattab said, I will cross it with extreme precaution that my feet does not trample upon the thorns and I am not hurt. So Ubay ibn Ka'b said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, that's the meaning of taqwa. Every step of my life, I must not trample upon the commands of Allah. Now you will say, what has taqwa got to do with marriage? What has taqwa got to do with a blissful marriage? It has much to do. And therefore it is no coincidence, because no action of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coincidental. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّهِ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is from Allah. It is divinely inspired. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the ayats of taqwa in nikah, it tells you how important this quality is to have a blissful marriage. It means even in the most private moments of your marital life, when you are alone in the bedroom, when you think that I can speak to my wife the way I want to, and by and large, I'm speaking to males, so I'm going to be speaking how you should treat the wives. When I speak to the woman, I'll tell them how to behave with you. But today I'm going to tell you how to behave with them. So even in that particular time, Allah is watching you even if society is not watching you. Allah is with you even if society is not with you. That is why someone came to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu one day and said, oh grandson of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to get my daughter married. Who should I get her married to? So look at this reply. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu said, get her married to someone who fears Allah. Get her married to someone who fears Allah. And he gave the reason. If he is happy with her, he will treat her kindly. But even if for some reason they are not happy, his fear of Allah will prevent him from treating your daughter unjustly. If he has a fear of Allah, he won't treat your daughter unjustly. So brothers, the first aspect that you people must bring in with regard to this family life is to fear Allah. So that when we fear Allah, we will be able to treat our wives kindly, because Allah Ta'ala is watching how we treat. And always keep in mind, it is the test of a person's character is not how he treats his friends or his boss, Who's going to treat his boss badly? Who's going to treat his... The test of a person's character is how do you treat those who are under your authority. Allah has kept the woman under your authority. How do you treat her? Although that authority nowadays is also under question, under scrutiny for various reasons. I will come to that. Right? So that is the first thing. The second thing, my dear respected brothers, which perhaps is the crux, is to have tolerance. And today, this is in short supply. I don't know why is it in short supply, but it's in short supply. We can't tolerate the shortcomings and weakness of one another. We are not saying that you must justify the weakness. But brothers, whenever we look at our Sharia, we find that in our Sharia, even in terms of weakness, the Sharia always implemented gradual reformation. You find alcohol was made haram gradually, in stages. So even if there is weakness in your spouse, that particular reformation must come gradually. And that gradual reformation will be more permanent and everlasting than for you coming to put an ultimatum, you better do this or else. First of all, that also, or else also nowadays doesn't work, but be as it may. Right? Now what do we do with regard? We must keep in mind, with regard to our spouses, neither is our wife perfect. Neither are we perfectly matched. No matter how long you went out with your wife, or aliyadu billah, if you have done so, which is wrong, the fact is you are not perfectly matched. Two individuals with different inclinations, different ways, they're coming together. You have to make space and accommodation to tolerate one another. There is no quest for zero defect in this matter. There is no zero defect. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, وَآشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that treat your wives kindly. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُونَ, if you dislike something, فَأَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا, perhaps you dislike one quality. But Allah has kept so many other good qualities in her. You don't look at the good qualities. You're only looking at the bad qualities. You only want to look at those things that are negative. Those negatives work towards improving it. But look at some of the positives. Accentuate the positive. Overlook the negatives. So that you can make your marriage work. And gradually you will work towards that which is beneficial. And you see, many a times, we husbands also, we like to throw comments to score points. So we always throw it to the wife. You know, Allah made you from a crooked rib, you will always remain crooked. And we normally say that. But you know, in that there is so much wisdom of the Nabi of Allah. There is so much wisdom. That the way you and I, we live with a crooked rib. We live with it. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you live with a crooked rib. Your ribs are crooked, you live with it. In a similar manner, the Nabi of Allah is telling us, your wife is not perfect. She has an imperfection. The way you have imperfection, maybe more. Allah knows, right? But the way you live with the imperfection of your rib, live with the imperfection of your wife. That is how Allah has made her. So live with that particular imperfection. Brothers, we always like to take cue from none other than our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do you know the tolerance of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Not only with his wife, but with everyone. There's one amazing incident that is in the tafsirs. Khawla bint Thalaba came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to complain about her husband. So if people complain about the husband, it happened in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. So when she came to complain about her husband, that the husband said certain words which in that time amounted to talaq and amounted to the breakdown of the marriage. I don't want to go into the details, I want to give you the lesson. Right? It was zihar, it's a long story. But in that particular time, it amounted to the breakdown of the family life. And she came and complained, Ya Rasulullah, I was young, my husband got married to me, I looked after my youth. I became old serving him. I gave him children. Now when I'm old, he wants to divorce me. You know, and she complained to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He doesn't want to treat me kindly after I've given him so much service. I've done this and this for him. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, according to what he has told you and what we know, at that time the command is that the nikah breaks unless Allah reveals something to me. Unless Allah sends a revelation, or until that time your nikah is broken. She said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the revelation going to come about this? She said, whenever Allah Ta'ala send down revelation. She waited for a little while. Then she said, amazing. See what she told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Amazing. She said, Ya Rasulullah, like that, every day you get revelation. Like that, every day you get revelation. On my matter, no revelation. No wahi come to you. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't get angry. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tolerated, could understand the background where she is coming from. Brothers, that was a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He tolerated. Today, we don't have this particular time. Many times, problems in domestic life becomes minor, start off from minor issues that becomes magnified and becomes more difficult when couples become insensitive and intolerant of one another's mistakes. And this is so important. You see, the weakness of your wife must make you realize your own weakness in front of Allah Ta'ala. That is why there's such a beautiful incident. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his kitab Suhbat Ba'ulia, has written this incident. That one day, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib was rebuking his servant. He was rebuking his servant. And he was telling his servant, I told you to do this, why you didn't do it? So he said, maaf karna, make me maaf. You know, I forgot it. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, how many times must I make you maaf? How many times? Kitne martaba ka? How many times did I tell you, don't do this, you're doing it again and again? How many times must I forgive you? Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was nearby there. He whispered into the ears of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith. And he said, forgive him as many times you want Allah to forgive you on the day of Qiyamah. Itna martaba maaf karna. Forgive him as many times you want Allah Ta'ala to forgive you. So this particular aspect, my dear respected brothers, is very, very important. There is no zero defect. There is no perfection. They say sometimes the perfect marriage is between a blind wife who can't see the weaknesses of the husband and a deaf husband who doesn't listen to the nagging of his wife. Maybe that will work. I don't know. The third thing, my dear respected brothers, is trust and respect. Somehow or the other, wallahu alam, why does it be like this? That when we find common ethics and common akhlaq, which Nabi Karim s.a.w. has told us, one doesn't know why we feel that those particular common ethics and akhlaq doesn't apply to our wives. But it applies to them to a greater extent than what it applies to other people. Right, now look at this hadith. لَا يَحِلُّ لِلْرَجُلِ أَن يَحْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ الثَّلَثِ. It is not permissible for a believer to remain aloof from another believer for more than 3 days. And I'm dealing, and many people, our ulama in the Jamiatul Ulama deal with this particular aspect on a so common basis that because there's an argument, people give their wives a silent treatment. They don't speak to their wives for more than a month. What are you doing? The Nabi of Allah said it's not permissible for you not to talk to another person for more than 3 days. Is it only applicable to outside the house? Not applicable to inside the house? Silent treatment for 1 month, husband is not talking to the wife. What is going through her mind? You opening up doors for her in terms of temptations, in terms of doing things that she's not supposed to do. But yet we have people doing this. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell unto my bondsmen they should speak. When they speak to one another, they should speak in a good manner, with a pleasurable manner. Today, how do we speak? Just think about this. By Junaid Jamshed was here recently, you know, and he gave this talk. So he said, you know, sometimes I know when a person is talking to his wife and talking to someone else. He said, when a person is talking to his wife and she has to phone while he's busy, yeah, why do you phone? Don't you know? Yeah, what do you want? You want this, but I bought it for you yesterday. That's how we talk. You know, I'm busy, I'll phone you again later on. And he said, Aliyadu, he even made mention of this as a joke. And if he has to speak to someone, Aliyadu Billah, who has got a wrongful relationship with, I'm not saying he's right, but I'm just giving you the equation. If you have to speak to someone whom you are wooing before marriage, how do you speak? Hello, mere lal. Why did you phone me? I would have phoned you. Aapne kyun phone kiya? Main phone kar leta. Bhai, ye kya hai? What is this? Is this the way our deen? This is not the way that we are supposed to deal. Then of course, then we have problems. Then what do we blame? I'm not saying all the fault is only ours. But I mean, surely we must be perfect. Allah, when Allah Ta'ala says, الرجال قوامون على النساء, what does it mean? That Allah has made you an authority. Part of that authority is, and that is why Allah has given talaq in the hands of husband, not wives. Why Allah has given talaq in the hands of the husband? Perhaps if he had given it to the wife, then all of us would have been finished. Khalas. No marriage to talk about. But Allah has given it to the husband for you to behave responsibly. If you yourself don't behave responsibly, what do you expect then, my dear respected brothers? Allah has given it to you because Allah expects you to behave responsibility. And what is responsibility? Responsibility, if you take that word responsibility and you break it up, the ability to respond. The ability to respond to any situation. You are supposed to respond to a situation appropriately. Not that when she gets angry, you also get angry. You have to take your responsibility serious. And part of that is also respect. I mean, the respect, trust. Trust is so important. One of the most important factors for all relation. When trust is broken, it can signal the end of a relationship. It leads to suspicion, which generates anger, which in turn leads to enmity and eventually breaks the relationship. It also goes without saying that our actions must engender trust. So if our action engenders trust, then there will be trust. But of course, trust is so important. And sometimes if you don't have trust, it can break down the relationship. And let me, I normally make mention of this very humorous incident that, you know, the wife was going out for something, and she told her child, go and phone your father and tell him he must phone me urgently. I can't get through to him. He must phone me urgently. You know, I have some very important work. Now, the wife went out, came back. The husband still didn't phone. Now she's angry. First of all, she's angry. And she tells the child, why didn't you tell your father to phone me? So I told her father, but he, every time I picked up, a woman was speaking. A woman was speaking. Now she is angry. Now it become even more angry. Now the husband came. She made a big scene. How, first of all, you didn't phone me? I did some urgent work with you. Then when the child phoned you, a woman is phoning. Who is that woman? Don't you realize what you're doing? We got a marriage. Now the poor husband is worried. Who is this woman? Called the child. What happened? Who phoned? What did you do? He said, no, every time I phoned, there was a woman who answered, the subscriber you have dialed is not available at present. Please try again later. Now, brothers, you see, can you imagine what will happen if there is no trust? Then relationships break in this way. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah has created wives for you, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that you gain comfort. We must live in such a way that we gain comfort from one another. Otherwise, we are defeating the purpose and objective for which Allah Ta'ala has commanded marriage. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ